This is SB Nation Radio.
Great moments are born from great opportunity.
A new generation of sports radio.
This is the Tony D Show.
Now it's time to see who has the heart.
This is our countdown to kickoff featuring the Minnesota Vikings. Live from the Quicken Loan Studios in New Jersey, here's Tony DeZiri.
All right, glad you can be with us here on hour number two, SB Nation Radio, 800-777-2907. I am Tony D. It is the Minnesota Vikings' turn under our microscope. 11-5 last season, playoff team. Lost that heartbreaking missed field goal in the cold. I always love it when kickers miss field goals and then the community rallies around them and they inevitably get a bunch of cards and letters from little kids in schools. That's what happened. Blair Walsh. Don't worry about missing the field goal. Sometimes I try and don't do good either. Well, that was a missed field goal. And that sent Seattle to Carolina where they lost to the Panthers. But hey, look, if you're a Vikings fan, this is what's been growing. Mike Zimmer was building something. Teddy Bridgewater, Adrian Peterson, a good defense, good deep defense. And now the expectation is they'll make a playoff push at least for the foreseeable future. All right, coming up, I want to get into this. The hot take of the day. Every day there's always like a hot take. In fact, our whole business is hot takes. Our whole business is coming up with opinions, getting you to react to those opinions, giving your opinions and whatnot. In fact, there's all this debate show that goes on TV. One of them advertises the fact that they don't even want to tell you how intelligent the takes are. They just want to let you know that cities will be offended. Cities will be angry. That's all. I mean, that's the direction it goes. So whenever we get an opinion in sports, right, we always want to try to find the hottest angle, right? And sometimes it gets carried away. You hear some guys go, hey, coming up, I'm going to give you five reasons why Tom Brady isn't even my top 15 quarterbacks of all time, right? Just to take an idea. I had a program director once tell me very early in my career, hey, not everything is a debate. Sometimes issues are just issues that you take, you process. Not everything is a debate. Don't try to create something out of nothing. Don't try to create something, and because when you dive down, you sometimes go into these different angles, sometimes you don't know where you're heading. And then you end up committed to ideas that are just out there, that are insane. So not everything is a debate. This one happens to be, but we went a little too far with it. Tim Tebow is having his major league workout. He's having his baseball workout, trying to fulfill that dream of being a baseball player, probably in the minors, but nevertheless, a baseball player. Now, when this was first announced, I thought The Onion put this together. I swear. When I first heard this story, I thought it was internet parody. Because I thought, oh my God, how old is he? He's got to be close to 30. What is he doing? Well, guess what? It's real, and it's here today. But we went too far in discussing whether or not Tim Tebow should be pursuing a baseball career. And here's why. It's really none of our business as a society what people want to do and what they want to pursue. It really isn't. Now, you happen to be famous and you happen to dive in, you do get public scrutiny, but in the end, it's none of our business. So let's look at it. Let's look at it from this perspective here. Okay? Tim Tebow wants to be a baseball player. There is a way to go about doing this if you want to be a baseball player. You go work out. You work out enough to impress certain people that are willing to bring scouts in to give you a tryout. Now, let me make this clear. If I said today, I want to be a professional baseball player, and I went down to my local gym, and I went down and lifted weights and worked out and did some drills and got into a batting cage, that doesn't mean scouts have to come see me. It doesn't mean now you have to come watch me play to see if you can give me a job. That's my right as an American. I wanted this, and now I want you to come watch me play. That's not what's happening here. But it's being treated as if it is. When we went down the angle of, is this offensive to people who are trying to legitimately make a baseball career? That's when I threw up my hands and said, we've gone too far. Not everything is a debate. That's certainly not an angle. You know, in my industry, we have a lot of guys who are still struggling to make it in sports talk radio in their 40s and 50s. And yet we have 20-year-olds who are doing national radio. Were they supposed to sit quietly and go, well, I mean, look at all these people putting their time and effort into market 287. Who am I to try to pursue a national career? I have to wait for 40-year-old Mad Dog and the coach from some Arkansas station to make it. No, they went and did it. I bet you could use that analogy in almost every single business. Sales, whether it's cars or anything else, restaurant management, hotel management. People want to become general managers. They want to move up the ladder. And you know what? They look around and they don't care how long you've been in a particular industry, and they don't care about your path to get to a particular industry. They want it and they have an opportunity and they're going to take it. Why are we looking at Tim Tebow and wondering if he's offending Mike, the high school superstar from Appalachia, Michigan, and whether or not he's trying to make it into the majors? In the last time I checked, scouts will determine whether or not you have the goods to make it or not make it. You know what's funny? Remember the two kids who were in the Million Dollar Arm movie? Where this, you know, these agents, they kind of went out to India and they put on this game show contest and they were looking for legit baseball prospects that Tom House could then groom into Major League Baseball players or maybe minor league baseball players, but nevertheless, baseball players from India. They made a movie about that. It was a feel-good movie. And those two kids got minor league contracts for Pittsburgh. And I don't remember any outcry. And if there was, I completely missed it because it certainly wasn't as loud as what I'm hearing from Tim Tebow, who is just trying to pursue something that eventually the industry will tell him he needs to stop. Those two kids got minor league deals. They became heroes in their country. They pursued the dream. They went out and were in the Pirates farm system. I don't even know where they are today. I don't even know if they're in the game today. But nevertheless, Disney went out and made a movie out of it starring John Hamm. Oh, look at this. This is the feel-good movie of the summer. Tim Tebow goes, I'd like to play baseball. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Do you realize how many people you're offending with just even that thought? This is a disgrace to all the men out there who have tried to make it or are continuing to try to make it. You need to sit down. Who are we to tell him to sit down and not pursue this? Oh, don't get me wrong. Laugh all you want. Don't get me wrong. Be skeptical all you want. Don't get me wrong. Don't believe for a second he's going to make it. Absolutely, we can all carry that. And those are legitimate arguments. I can sit down with anybody and say, oh, I think he's got it. I don't think he has it. I think he could make it. I don't think he can make it. Those are legitimate conversations. But we reach too far with this. Are you concerned that this is offensive? Offensive? When did we start getting like wimps? When did that vernacular start getting into our conversation in sports? I'm just concerned about how this looks and whether or not young minor league baseball players will be offended by this. What? As competitive as sports is, we went too far. We went too far. I don't think he's going to make it. I think this is going to be over. I think if he signed, it's a publicity stunt, but I think most scouts are smart enough to walk away if he doesn't have it. If he's got it and some scout wants to give him a shot, God bless him. That's fine. I don't think that his approach to this or his angle to this should have anything to do with anybody else trying to make it to the majors. You want to make it to the majors? Go out there and show you can make it to the majors. Because look, Major League Baseball teams, they don't need to have Tim Tebow on their roster to sell tickets. I hate that angle too. We see this in the NFL all the time. Remember when Tim was trying to get a job in the NFL? Like, well, Jacksonville could sign him to sell tickets. You know what would sell tickets? Winning. Winning seems to cure everything. Last time I checked, if you win games and actually put out a product on the field that people want to root for, you tend to sell out your stadiums rather than gimmicks. You want to do gimmicks? Do minor league baseball. Minor league baseball is gimmicky. Maybe a team will hire him as a gimmick. But the process of getting to the majors, this is not going to tighten up the path to anybody else. This is not going to limit the path of anybody else. Let the guy do it. Laugh, make fun, be skeptical. Lord knows I have been. I don't believe for a second he's going to make it. I don't believe for a second that he's going to do this. But I don't care that he wants to try. This doesn't bother me in the least that he wants to try. I just know in all my years of covering Major League Baseball and covering minor league baseball for that matter, I know how incredibly difficult it is. Oh, my God. Early in my career, I cannot begin to tell you how many in both New Hampshire and Las Vegas, the two stops that I had very early, how many high school, just got drafted, can't miss stars I've interviewed that I've never heard from again. Got lost in the minor league system and never saw them called up. You know what? This day is going to be his, and then it's going to be over, and that's going to be it. Coming up, college football. Week one is great, but there's a huge warning sign. I'll tell you what it is next. SB Nation Radio.
This is the Tony D Show on SB Nation Radio. Here's your host, Tony DeZiri.
All right, I just was telling Adam during the break, we're like, you know what you and I are, Adam? We're like ambulance chasers. Like, we're like the lawyers that chase ambulances. Like, you know, people see a tragic accident, and there are lawyers who just go, oh, this is great. I'm going to pass out my business card file a lawsuit. We're going to make a ton of money. This is great. You and I are just like that because we tend to land teams right on or just before major news breaks on it. We just did an hour with Matt Venzel at Minnesota Star Tribune last hour, breaking down the Minnesota Vikings. And this is going to alter our predictions coming up at the end of the show.
Majorly.
Because during that interview, we heard what sounded like a siren, like go off in the background. And he sort of paused in the interview. And then what happened was we found out later that that was not some just random siren or a horn or something. That was to call practice off because an ambulance was coming because Teddy Bridgewater just went down with a knee injury in a non-contact drill. And to make matters worse, it's one of those injuries where players around him took off their helmet, threw it down, started cursing, and then got down in prayer.
Matt, I just texted Matt Venzel to ask what he saw or what he had, and he said it's not good. Just left in the ambulance. Nobody's talking. Everybody's pissed off. Basically.
Oh, that is the worst. See, now you and I are like, hey, we got the Minnesota Vikings on one of the biggest sports, NFL stories of the day. Teddy Bridgewater going down with an injury, but at the same time, that's it. If this is as bad as what we're indicating, and again, we'll know later when they evaluate it. But here's the thing. I trust players when it comes to this kind of stuff.
100%.
If I see a player throw his helmet down and start cursing because the quarterback went down with an injury, I don't expect the MRI to be, the MRI is negative. It's all good. It's just a little sprain. Just a little. He'll be in a brace. He'll be back in 2 days.
Think about this.
Doing that means it's bad.
Think about this. They called off practice. They stopped it.
Yeah, it's over.
I mean,
they stopped.
Yeah, they 25 minutes is all it lasted. That's it. And they called That's off practice because everybody's too shaken up to continue to play. And that's what happens when your star quarterback goes down with a serious injury. Not, you know, if he would have tweaked his ankle or maybe even sprained his knee, they would have kept practicing. No, this is bad.
Would have walked off, got into the trainer's room, got it looked at, some ice, you know, maybe called a doctor over, see if it needs to be evaluated further. Yeah, you're absolutely right. And then they would have just rolled along, whoever was the backup quarterback there, and they would have just rolled along. But to stop practice, to throw the air gun or air horn, to stop practice, to call an ambulance, to have players that visibly upset. And again, this reminds me, look, when I was a kid, Joe Theismann went down with that injury. And the most vivid thing I remember outside of the fact that I saw in an instant replay 50 times was Lawrence Taylor jumping up screaming for somebody to get on that field to take him. Like, he knew immediately. He knew immediately it was bad. He started jumping up, screaming for the Redskin trainers to get on that field to take care of the quarterback. When players do that, they know. Whatever this was, however he went down, why he went down, whatever, it was bad enough to distraught that team to a point where they've called off practice, players are visibly upset, an ambulance has been called. This is terrible. Absolutely terrible. And again, we get predictions at the end of every show, and I was all set to give my, hey, this is going to be a 12-win team. I think they're ready to take that next step. There's a lot to like. This alters everything. This alters everything. Again, we'll know more, and maybe this is a false alarm, but it would be a small percentage that it is given the evidence. The evidence is this is major, this is really, really bad, and I'm going to stick by it because I trust players when it comes to this thing. All right, so that's the beauty of Twitter. The beauty of Twitter is this kind of stuff happens. It literally, again, we did the interview. We heard a siren go off in the background. I kind of didn't think anything of it, given he's in Minnesota. Not a few minutes after that, while I was talking about Tebow monitoring Twitter, reports started coming in. Bridgewater down, players praying, ambulance called. That's Twitter for you. All right, you ready to go into the other thing Twitter is really good for? Because this again is Tim Tebow is apparently having a very good batting practice. Adam Sager, our producer, just tweeted out a photo of somebody at that batting practice who showed a picture of one of the balls that was hit to what, left center field?
Left center, yep.
It was crushed out of the park. I don't know where they're doing this, but wherever it was, that ball was crushed.
Now I also did see that when he threw and fielded, it wasn't good at all.
Okay, good. I don't need this carrying over, okay? I really don't need this carrying over. I will stick by it. I said at the top of the show, I am all for it. If you want to pursue your dreams and somebody gives you an avenue, pursue it. Don't care about the haters. Don't care about the noise. Don't care about who you're bothering by this. Go do it because it's your life. You only have one chance to do this, and you better go do it because when you're buried in the ground, there's no retakes, all right? When you're 45 years old, there's no retakes. If you can do it today, do it today. Doesn't mean I want to see it. Doesn't mean I think he's going to make it. But apparently at the plate, he's crushing the ball. I wonder how grooved these pitches actually are. MLB's tweeting out pictures of him hitting him out of the park. But I guess fielding and throwing, not so good. Why would he be a good baseball thrower? I know the mechanics are different, but wouldn't your expectation of Tebow being that he's wildly inaccurate there too? Because mine would be. Like at the end of a game, you're like, oh, Tebow was 9 of 27 throwing the ball. That's my estimation. But apparently he's doing really, really well. Oh, that's great for Twitter though. It's great to see that. But again, sad news for Teddy Bridgewater. Sad news for the Vikings. I just got done saying that they've crossed the threshold. That they have gone now to a team that should be in contention for a playoff spot every year. There is a lot to like on that team. Bridgewater was the main reason. But Adrian Peterson, still a very healthy 31, doesn't look like he's showing signs of slowing down. Yeah, you can make a mark on the offensive line. There were some question marks on the offensive line, but they've got, you know, young receivers that are coming up. Defense is deep, and it's coached very, very well, right? This is an extraordinarily well-built team. This is a team that Mike Zimmer has put together rather nicely. But again, your quarterback goes down, players are praying, freaking out, throwing helmets, swearing and cursing, and an ambulance is called on the field, and you've stopped practice. This is terrible. Can I ask a question? I don't know anything much about medical. How can this be that bad for a non-contact injury? I get it if a lineman fell on his leg. How do people go down in practice where an ambulance has to be called? I mean, are you blowing out your knee running and diving or doing whatever you're doing in practice without any contact? I mean, most of the injuries I've seen in my life have something to do with contact. Fell down wrong, was landed on wrong, player grabbed him by the shoulder and pulled him awkwardly, body was going one way, force was going another way. I see this happen all the time. It's like, oh, he's gone for the year. Why? Oh, well, he went down with a non-contact injury. What? He's going to miss 6 months? On a non-contact injury? My God, if you saw me, your first reaction should be, put down the fudgy the whale cake. And I've never had one of those. And I'm exercising, I'm trying my best to run, and I've never had a horrific non-contact injury. And I'm fatter than a whale. It looks like Sean Hill is the backup. Is that the Sean Hill?
Yes,
like
the
Buccaneers Sean,
yep,
Sean Hill?
The Sean Hill that's been in
that
the league
Sean
forever.
Hill? I know there's another Sean Hill, but are we talking about old Sean, Tony Dungy, Buccaneers, Sean Hill? That guy's still kicking around?
I don't know if it's that one or not.
All right. Well, I'll have to look into that. That's going back a ways. All right, Dave Brown from Vice Sports on Tebow next. Hello.
This is the Tony D Show on SB Nation Radio. Here's your host, Tony DeZiri.
All right, thanks for joining us here on SB Nation Radio. I kind of got my quarterbacks confused. Yes, Sean Hill is the backup quarterback in Minnesota. The guy I was thinking of is Sean King.
I thought that might be who it was.
Yeah, I'm getting older. Just one thing leads to another. But nevertheless, Sean Hill is a 36-year-old backup who's been around since, I don't know, was it Carter was president? He's been around forever, bouncing around the league. So he's going to be the backup for right now, and there's a whole bunch of options. All right, it's Tim Tebow Day for the Major League Baseball workout, or the baseball workout, depending on how you look at it. And as I said earlier, I'm okay with him pursuing a dream. It doesn't mean he can't be scrutinized, but the idea that this should be offensive to people trying to pursue Major League careers, I don't see it. But maybe in the baseball circle, that's the way it is perceived. Dave Brown joins us from Vice Sports to talk about this and Tebow and the realistic expectations of this event today. How are you, Dave?
Hi there. I'm doing fine. Thanks for having me on.
Good. I want to ask you, first of all, your thoughts. Is this offensive to people who are trying to legitimately make Major League Baseball rosters, the way this has been presented? Is it something that somebody should be bothered by?
I have seen some responses that from a minor league player here or there that make it seem like maybe somebody is offended by it. But I think, you know, it's kind of something that's understandable. I mean, he's an incredible physical specimen. He did play baseball at one time. There are 28 teams I've seen at this event checking him out, and there are 30 in Major League Baseball, a bunch of scouts, maybe 40 or 60, something like that. So, you know, despite the media hype and the Tebow-ness of it all, there are most teams in Major League Baseball are at least looking to see if he has anything to give as far as baseball goes. So is that offensive? I mean, you know, yeah, your average Joe off the street isn't really going to get a tryout like this, an exclusive tryout. But, you know, and I use this word cautiously, but, I mean, Tebow has kind of earned that. I mean, he's some of it is celebrity, some of it is athleticism, but he's kind of sort of earned this. So we'll see if anybody signs him. I think probably somebody will for at least an independent team.
I've had, you know, in covering some Major League Baseball games in my career, I've always loved being able to sit next to a scout in a press box and pick their brain, because they can watch a player, for example, get to the plate four times and strike out and say, yeah, that kid still has it. That kid has it. And they can watch a guy go 3-for-4 and go, no, but that kid can't hit the curve. He's useless. When they go to this kind of thing, what exactly are they looking for?
I think they're looking for some, you know, it's going to be batting practice, so we're not necessarily, you know, looking at game conditions as far as hitting, but, you know, they're going to look at swing mechanics, they're going to look at throwing mechanics from the outfield, you know, how far the ball goes. I mean, you know, basic stuff like that, how he's done 60-yard dash times, and, you know, I can't exactly tell you how many times in the game a player will run 60-yard, but I suppose it might be beneficial to know the time from a certain standpoint. But they're just going to see, you know, is the guy, they know the guy's a good athlete, but they're going to be able to see very, very, in a small way, what kind of skills he might have. You know, we're not going to know if the guy's going to be ready to hit minor league pitching probably based on this, but I think you could probably tell if there was no chance, if based on what he gets from batting practice in this situation. So I think this is a little bit of a situation where they're going to see if there's anything that Tebow can offer. And if there is, then maybe someone will take a chance.
Can somebody take a chance on him if they say, no major league potential whatsoever, however, he's good enough to play in our single-A system in Saskatoon?
Yeah, I mean, people are always looking for reasons to go to publicize minor league games. I mean, if you think this guy is, baseball teams all the time sign guys that they probably know now this guy's probably not going to make it to the major leagues, but they perform a function anyway for the organization. And Tebow might fall in that class for a couple of reasons. One, you know, maybe he's good enough to play decent ball at A. And two, you know, he'll be a curiosity and people will come to the games. I mean, that's not a small consideration for a team. So there are, for a couple of different reasons, not all of them cynical, Tebow might be useful to a major league organization in the minor leagues.
In terms of how you prepare for this, right? There seems to be in baseball particularly that athleticism can only take you to a certain point. And then there is just that whole hand-eye coordination, understanding pitches, understanding the game, understanding mechanics. Does that take a long time to develop? Meaning he can come and be a good athlete and swing the bat pretty good, but just the stuff between the ears he's lacking because he hasn't been around the game that long.
Some of that is instinct. Some of it is, you look around major leagues and you see guys that appear to be hitting by on athleticism more than they do the mental part of the game. Or, you know, I think to a certain degree, I think it's been, 11 years since he played competitive baseball. So, I mean, how much can be lost in that time? Probably enough. Like I said, you're not going to see a complete product when he goes out there. But you might be able to kind of envision, like you say, your example before with the scouts, seeing somebody go 0-for-4 mm-hmm. at the plate, and yet still seeing something, stuff that you or I maybe couldn't see. That, there's a chance That's why they send the 40 or 50 scouts there. Maybe there is a nugget of something to farm for a team to make Tebow grow into some kind of possibility for the major league. So they're just looking for nuggets right now.
I saw that the 20 teams are sending scouts there. Does that mean the other 10 have zero interest in this, or do they find another way to get a workout in?
That's a good question. I saw something like 20. I saw there are 28 teams. I mean, I can't confirm that there are 28 teams, but I've seen that number thrown around.
That would make the percentage much higher then.
Yeah, but and some of it is, honestly, there's probably a few teams that maybe think there's something here, and a lot of it is going to be major league teams not wanting to. I mean, can you imagine if let's say Tebow turns into a major league player, do you want to be one of the teams? Did you send anybody to the to scout him? No, we didn't send anybody. Teams don't want to get caught with their pants down. That is another reason why so many teams and scouts are going to be represented. It's because maybe they don't all believe in Tebow doing this, but they don't want to be among the teams that were left out if he happens to make it.
I remember when Michael Jordan went down to play for Birmingham, and I was living in South Carolina at the time, and they were playing Greenville. And I remember seeing the bus. I remember seeing the crowd. I remember seeing the press. We drove by the stadium, a buddy of mine. It was a circus. It was an amazing, amazing circus. We didn't get to go to the game, but we certainly saw what was around it. Would Tebow have that same effect initially, where it just becomes the hot media thing? All of a sudden, the media is camping out in somewhere in Alabama to watch him take batting practice, or does he disappear in the system?
At first, and how long at first means, I'm not sure. I think it would have to be something like Jordan. I mean, Jordan is one of the biggest names in sports in our lifetime, and maybe Tebow isn't that big, but Tebow, still in this day and age, it's pretty darn big. I mean, people joke about, ESPN covering him and him being important for that network, and that's still going on. I mean, it's still fresh enough in people's minds that he's built up enough of a fan base. I think maybe a little bit of it depends on where he ends up, what the parent club is, is it close to whatever areas can be called Tebow-friendly, Florida or wherever. So a little bit is that, but, Jordan's stop in the minor leagues, of course, was 1994 and the beginning of 95, and then once the players came back from the strike, he kind of started to go back into basketball mode. So we never really found out exactly how long a shelf life it had with Jordan. So, I would give Tebow maybe a couple of seasons, a couple of full seasons, and then if it doesn't appear to be advancing, then he'll become maybe more of a regular guy if the club still wants to have him and if he still wants to do it. But in the meantime, I would expect pretty much media circus until that time comes.
Dave Brown, Vice Sports, Tebow Day in Baseball as he has his workout. Really appreciate it, Dave. Good conversation. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
All right, coming up next, Adam and I will give our revamped predictions on the Minnesota Vikings. And if you just joined us, Teddy Bridgewater left in an ambulance at practice today. The Vikings are on the clock, and we've had a lot to digest. It's Tony D on SB Nation Radio.
This is the Tony D Show on SB Nation Radio. Here's your host, Tony DeZiri.
All right, thanks for joining us here on SB Nation Radio. Our thanks to Dave Brown by Sports on Tim Tebow. You know, that's the other question I didn't even bring up in my conversation or my monologue about how, look, if you're Tim Tebow and this is what you want, go pursue it. Don't care what other people think. Don't worry about offending people who are trying to pursue a baseball career. I mean, to be honest with you, let them worry about that. But is this what he really wants, though? I mean, let's dissect Tebow for a second here, real quick. Does Tim Tebow really want this? I mean, it's one thing to say, I'm going to play in the majors. I'm going to go to the show. Okay. When he talks about going into the NFL, he's not talking about when he gets a training camp invite by the Eagles. Okay, it means that he's going to go in with a bunch of professional football players, and they're all going to compete for a job in the National Football League. They're not going to take a portion of those players and stick them in the middle of nowhere and make $1,500 a month while he pursues an NFL career. It means that he either makes the NFL or he doesn't make the NFL. In Major League Baseball, this is not what he's going to get. He's going to have the workout. He's having the workout. And then somebody's going to offer him a contract. And then let's say the Minnesota Twins like him. And they say, okay, we're going to sign you. And then he's going to go off and he's going to go literally in the minor leagues someplace in America. And he's going to be the cameras and the lights are going to be on him. But then after a while, he loses the limelight. And maybe that's what he wants. He wants to disappear. But this is what you're going to get: bus rides. You're going to be, you know, not paid very well. He's got a lot of money, but he's not going to be paid very well. Living in hotels. It's not an easy life. It's a good life if you're climbing the ladder. It's not a good life if you're used to the spotlight. And that's what I wonder if he's ready to give up. Look, if you take me, for example, you know, 20 years ago and said, hey, you want to try to pursue a Major League Baseball career, and I had the talent, I would have jumped on a minor league team at 21 years old in a heartbeat. I wouldn't have cared how much it paid. I wouldn't have cared about the bus rides. I wouldn't have cared. I would be saying to myself, look, I want to try to be in the majors. This is how you get there. I'm going to work hard and see where it goes. Tebow has had a Heisman Trophy career at Florida. He's been in the NFL and got a team to the playoffs. He is a celebrity, a celebrity. He's been on television analyzing college football games. He's been on the traveling college football show where he gets to go to SEC arenas where that's his sanctuary is the SEC. He has had a life of attention since high school where he has been the center of attention, where everything he says and does is met with a lot of response and a lot of people writing it down. Now, look, it's going to be that way initially, no doubt. If he goes to Augusta, right? Augusta, Georgia, he's going to be, everything he does and everything he says is going to be cameras and pictures. But that eventually does go away. The newness of that does wear off. And if he's serious about pursuing a career and does get a minor league contract, how long does he just chill out doing that where no one is listening him to talk about whether or not Florida can beat Florida State, or is Kirby Smart doing well at Georgia, or does Will Muschamp stand a chance of revitalizing South Carolina? That's what he did, and he did really, really well. All right, so that's just a different angle to that story. All right, we had the Minnesota Vikings under our radar when we started this show. They looked like a 12-win team. There were a lot to like. We had Matt Venable, Venzel on from the Minnesota Star Tribune. He came on. The siren went off in the background during the middle of the interview. Practice was cut short after 25 minutes because Teddy Bridgewater went down with a non-contact injury. He was taken to a hospital. Players were throwing helmets. They were cursing. They were praying. Very, very, very bad scene in Minnesota for the Vikings as their quarterback has gone down. This changes everything now. All right, Adam. Look, I had him as a 12-win team. I had him going 12-4. I thought that they could do that. It was just a long shot, but I kind of thought I really like them in that division. I really like what they're going to do. I think without Teddy Bridgewater, 6-10. I mean, I'm doing this off the fly now with no analysis. 7-9. That's basically what I have.
I
don't know to the extent of the injury.
Yeah, I have them without Bridgewater for the year. I think they're a 6-win team.
With 6-10.
With him, I had them at 10-6. So I think it's a four win swing. It wouldn't surprise me if they won less than six games without Bridgewater for the entire season. So, yeah, I guess we kind of have to wait and see on this one. But, yeah, I have 6-10 or 10-6.
Yeah, if we come back tomorrow and it was all nothing.
Can you imagine if it was all nothing?
Oh, can you imagine? This is flying around now as a horrific injury. And yet nobody has video of it, and nobody knows exactly what occurred. We just know the reactions, which we trust. Player reaction is a good sign of the seriousness. If players are throwing helmets, if players are yelling and screaming, if they're cursing, then that's bad. That's a bad sign. I'll trust players on the field to the level of severity of an injury. But again, this is I had a lot to like on this team. I like Mike Zimmer a lot, and maybe he's patchworked this together. But start looking for Mark Sanchez's name to pop up, Colin Kaepernick's name to pop up. I mean, whoever can be floated out there as a possible trade, that name is going to be floating around. Mark Sanchez might have another life just yet. But nevertheless, this is bad news for the Minnesota Vikings. Golly, breaking news on the day we do the show. Now, sometimes have we had any good news of when we've done a team? Because most of it's been a little negative.
Yeah, no, I think it's mostly negative because it's normally like an injury or something.
Negative, yeah.
I mean, the only thing really, good news would be like in a contract extension, but I don't remember anything like that.
I don't think we've ever had that on the day that we've done the show. It's mostly been like, oh my God, I can't believe it. This happened.
Well, and especially with the move to days now, you know, we're getting breaking news right as it happens.
Yes. We're not processing all that stuff like we did at nights. Now we're getting it as it occurs. We're getting sirens to end practices while we're doing interviews with guys at practice. That's good stuff. All right, our thanks to Dave Brown from Vice Sports to talk Tebow. Thanks to Mike Venzel, Minnesota Star Tribune on the Vikings, and also Twitter for really helping us tell down that story. Adam Sager, producing the show, does a fantastic job. I am Tony D. Prime Cut, Steve Yunin and Sean Salisbury next on SB Nation Radio. Have a good day.